Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So there's been a lot of talk around Derek Jeter skipping the Old Timers Day on August 9th, honoring the 2000 World Series team, which, of course, he was a part of. He was the Yankee captain. He was a World Series MVP of that year. And then some headlines generated when you said it felt elitist that he was skipping this, and a lot of his other teammates were there. But you did preface that by saying that if he's got some sort of family issue we don't know about and is not out there, then I totally understand that. So then Susan Waldman, who does a weekly spot with the Midday Show, popped on with BT yesterday, and she said that the reason why Derek Jeter was skipping Old Timers Day is that they were having a big party for one of his daughters, whose birthday is August 17th.
Not August 9th,
which is a Saturday.
That's interesting.
So August 9th is a Saturday. August 18th, I guess, is a, or 17th is a Sunday. Because what is it? Or I don't even know. But, I mean, you would think it would be the weekend before, right?
Yeah. And people, you know, got to remember, I was responding to you talking about him saying that he didn't want Yankee fans seeing him in a Yankee uniform.
He didn't
want
to get hurt.
And get hurt and not look like the player that they remembered, the last player to hit the home run there.
Yeah.
Been very kind and very respectful to Derek Jeter all these years. I just felt like, you know, if there wasn't something going on and that was the reason why he was not there, that's elitist to me.
Yes.
Like, you should be with your teammates. You should be there celebrating, especially if you are the MVP, and never take any of those great things for granted, especially when you win. I mean, that's the amazing thing. And then, of course, you know, along comes Susan with the story about this, the birthday party. I don't think it's a birthday party.
You don't think it's a birthday party?
I don't. I think it's something family related, and I don't want to get into it, but I don't think it's a birthday party. I think it's another private celebration of family.
Okay.
That I believe.
So it's not a bad thing. It's not like
No. It's not a bad thing. But, you know, and I've been contacted letting me know exactly what's going on, and I understand completely, assuming, you know, I'm being told the truth, and I do believe I am.
Okay. So, I mean, and BT had pushed back with Susan, said, why couldn't they choose another day? I mean, this is a
Especially if it actually isn't her birthday.
Right, exactly. And then you're saying, well, you know, that this Old Timers Day was picked out in the off season to let fans know so they could buy tickets and all that stuff. So there's many months to plan ahead for this. But there's other things that are planned even further back than birthday parties and Old Timers Days.
Exactly.
This may be one of those things.
And like I said, I prefaced my comments by saying that. And it's the birthday party thing is, I don't believe is real. I think it's I've been told something else.
So. Okay. But I mean, why would they be keeping this other celebration private, I guess, would be a question that I have.
I don't know. It's just whatever.
It's just whatever.
It is what it is, yes.
I mean, Derek Jeter could have ended all of this by just coming out and saying one thing. This is what happens when speculation becomes the big deal, is it just goes on and on and on. And this will be another issue and story, and he's lying about the birthday party, and this is be a, you know, just keeps going.
Well, it put BT in a bad spot because BT, I don't know if he knew that the daughter's birthday was not that day.
Yeah.
That it was the 17th.
Right.
It's not hard to find the birthdays. It's pretty easy.
Right. Exactly. But I mean, you know, his point of you couldn't have it another day.
Right. But again, like,
But it's not that. You're saying it's not that.
It's not that. But again, you know, I don't know how many times you have to say it. Yes, of course you respect Derek Jeter. Yes, of course you respect his captaincy and Captain Clutch and everything else and the way he carried himself. I don't know how many, like, nobody ever called me to say thank you when I say those things. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you say the nice things about somebody, nobody ever calls and says thank you. They only call when you, if you misinterpret what is being said. But then again, nothing was said other than the fact that I don't want to be in a baseball uniform in front of my baseball and in front of the Yankee fans.
Yeah, right. So, I mean.
And I don't want to get hurt.
Right. I don't want to get hurt.
And therefore, I'm not showing up.
Yes.
And it's a big day to show up.
Right.
So that leads us to a whole nother part of the conversation.
Yes, and then also answers a question why he, if he didn't want to put the uniform on, didn't want to risk getting hurt, all the things that we talked about, why not just show up and be honored and say, hey, I'm not going to play, but I got to be here and hang out with my guys. Well, this would answer that question too. But, you know, if Derek just came out in any sort of way on X or Instagram or whatever, goes on Fox and just says, we have a family commitment that was booked. Family conflict that was booked before this Old Timers Day that I cannot miss and I need to be at. Boom. Done. But that's not what's happening. He doesn't even need to say the specifics of what this family thing was.
Right.
Just say it. And everybody would understand. We wouldn't be talking about it. Okay.
Yeah, but Susan coming on saying it's his daughter's birthday party or something?
Yeah, running interference there.
Yeah, I don't know. Doing. I don't know if that's accurate. So I don't believe it's accurate, but
that doesn't mean that she's lying about it. It's just she was told that and then communicating that, yes. and whatever. But man, what a big deal over something that shouldn't have been a big deal. Come on, Derek, just put it out there.
When I say he's elitist and it goes viral, that's what's going to happen. But you know, people don't understand the entire context of the conversation.
Yeah. Izzo was all fired up about that video. Oh my God, he's had his. He doesn't have any hair, but it was standing up on his head.
Oh, he had, man. He had goosebumps down his arms, the whole thing.
Take a look at this. Is this okay? And I'm like, it's fine with me, man. I mean, we
said it.
On the air.
Like, we're on the air. You can throw it out there.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I mean, I have never, like, he's asked me, like, oh, is this okay to put out? Like, I would put it on. I mean, someone has it. It's out there already. I already did it.
Yes.
You know, I've heard people ask and request videos be pulled. That has happened.
Oh, that has definitely happened.
You know, that the fan account will post something and the host will be like, I don't want that out there any more than it is. Can you pull it? That's a thing.
Then why say it?
You got to ask those people. I don't know.
That's my point. If you're going to say it, I mean, if it's inaccurate, sure.
Well,
but if it's not...
I guess that
it's your opinion about something.
Yeah, let it go.
It's your opinion. That's why you're here.
Yeah, of course. I don't understand that.
Can you give me an example?
Fuck you. No, I can't give you an example.
Okay,
I'm not going to give you an example.
All right,
but.
Clown show.
No. Eddie, you're answering the question. I'm not saying it's that. There's multiple instances of
this. Yeah, give me another instance.
Figure it out.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'll give you one. There was, but he decided to change his mind on it and stayed out there. There was one of the, when Sal was doing the overnight, there was one time he screamed at a caller. And
okay.
It was hilarious and it was great and everybody loved it. But he didn't like the way he came across in it and went and said, I don't want that up there. And then he was convinced you got to leave it up there
but
because everybody loves it.
That's the best of Sal.
Right.
Leave it up there, man. That's one example. Who you are, brother.
And I don't think he'll be upset that I said anything about that.
But we didn't take it down, did we?
No. Oh, okay. He was convinced that, hey, leave it up. And he's like, okay,
that's who you are, I understand. Man. Come on.
Yeah, I see it. I understand. So that's one.
All right.
But, you know, there's others.
Okay.
So. But we
guys
don't do
suck.
Eddie, you are impossible.
Yeah, we don't. But yeah, I mean, you say something on the air, you gotta deal with it. You gotta live with it, whatever it may be. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know.
Funny. Like when Izzo came up to that whole Carl Anthony Towns loser conversation.
Yes.
And he's like, "You okay with me putting this out?" I'm like, "Yeah." Of course.
Yeah.
I do a show.
Yes.
I said it on the show.
And by the way, I mean, that was a hot take, but it was a real take. It wasn't like a fake hot take.
No.
Like, nobody comes in here and says, you do this and you do that like they do at some other places.
No.
Like, I'm going to say this, so therefore I'm going to say that.
Never had that conversation.
Not once.
Not one time in 7.5 years that conversation.
I haven't had that conversation in 18 years.
Yeah, I mean, very rarely do we even talk about the show before the show. Talk about, like, flop shots and Instagram reels.
You know, one of the guys I interviewed yesterday was Patrick McEnroe, who was also in the running for taking over for Imus back in 2007. When I saw him, I said, I don't know whether to hug you or strangle you.
Yeah, I remember that because he was a frequent guest on with Imus.
He did sports updates.
For a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember he and John came in to do it, and he was telling me the story that John had said, you know, how many days a week is this and how many hours?
Mm. Yeah. Not everybody wants to tackle that.
And Steve Summers famously thought that Patrick McEnroe was an intern.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, he kind of looks like an intern.
That's pretty funny. That's not as funny as one of the interns thinking Steve Summers was Al Sharpton. That was one of the funniest things that ever happened in the building.
That tops.
Yeah.
One of the interns thought that Steve Summers was Al Sharpton?
Yes. And when you think about
it. Skinny Al Sharpton or fat Al Sharpton?
Skinny. When Al Sharpton lost all that weight and then had like the hair combed back and everything.
Yeah.
You could make that mistake.
Steve Summers is white. Al Sharpton's black.
Steve Summers has been turning gray over the last number
Correct.
Of years.
Like there's a.
Well, his skin tone?
Yes. Yeah, like a death pall.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. So,
I mean, he does smoke.
I'm telling you, it's not that far out of the question. And that's what makes it so funny.
I don't see that.
Right. But here's the thing. You would never think it yourself, but then when someone says it and then you go and you look, you're like, oh my God.
I mean, if you told me Dracula, I'd say, okay, I get it.
Okay.
Okay.
Big, beautiful Dex. Let's go to Tony in West Haven, Connecticut. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, we're in Geo.
What's up, Tony? What's happening, brother?
Listen, it just looks like Derek Jeter doesn't want to associate with this team anymore. As far as the fan aspect is concerned, this is the first time they're actually getting on the field and they're going to play like a real old-timers day game in like 6 years. And this guy doesn't want to show up.
Let me just say, Tony, from what I've been told, I'm telling you, the reason he is not coming, if true, it's 100% understandable.
Okay, well, I take it back then. But still, it just seems like on the outside looking in, he never wants to appear in any of these old-timers day games. And he wants fans to remember the way he was. Well, the whole point of old-timers day is to let the fans see you again.
Yeah, I know that the Yankee fans that are going would love to see Jeter there and just be able to give him the ovation. He would get the biggest ovation. I do know, and Tony, we talked about it yesterday, that there was issues between him and Cashman. I can't imagine that after the humongous ceremony he got and the monument and the way that they treated him that day, that he's still holding any grudges.
I mean, Derek Jeter should be loving Brian Cashman because he took Giancarlo Stanton off his hands.
That is true. That did happen. And, of course, he couldn't associate with the Yankees during those years that he was...
With the Marlins,
but now that's over, and he was the Fox, and he's been back at the stadium.
You know, and really, to give you, like, an understanding of why Derek Jeter, if he was with the Marlins, was not going to be coming back to the stadium, there's a reason that happened in the NFL. And this is when Mike Vrabel, as the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, goes into the Patriots' Ring of Honor. And he's sitting there with the owner of the Patriots while being... the head coach of the Titans in the middle of the season on the Titans bye week.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Same conference, everything. It's really...
Not that I don't believe he belongs in there. I do. But you would think that given the circumstances...
Little video message would have done well enough.
Exactly.
Wearing his Titans gear.
Yeah, and you never know what Bob Kraft was thinking about. Was he sending a message to Bill Belichick? Was he sending a message to Gerard Mayo? Was he sending a message to the fan? Who knows? So cockamamie the whole thing.
Well, if he was doing that, it worked because now he's the head coach of the New England Patriots. If that's what he was trying to do.
But would that annoy the ownership of the Titans?
Sure. Would annoy me.
You think it would?
Yeah. If I were the owner, I'd be annoyed.
Right. So I'm trying to think.
Season's not going well. You're telling me you got to go up there and put on that logo and do the whole thing?
Like, say, if the Detroit Lions wanted to put Aaron Glenn into their coaches Hall of Fame or something. While he's coaching the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, don't show up and put on that Lions shirt and hat again. No way.
Right.
Now, I mean, that's a different conference. It's not as, you know, would you AFC or AFC-NFC. It does change it a little bit, but I don't want to see my coach putting anything else on.
You're sitting there and you're chumming it up with, you know, the owner of the Patriots in your red jacket.
Yeah. Not a good look. I'd be mad.
That would be tough for me. Yeah,
we're paying you millions. The team stinks right now. I mean, it's the bye week. You're up there. You know,
I mean, if you're running the Yankees, I mean, if you're running the Marlins, you got to be all in on for the Marlins at that moment.
And he was.
Yeah,
he was. And then when he wasn't with them any longer, you saw him more.
Right.
You believe it's not the daughter's birthday, as Susan said, but it is something else that is a celebration that you could understand why he wouldn't be there. It just would be nice if Derek would come out and say that to end the speculation, because the fan base is pissed he's not going to be there because it feels like he's just missing it.
I'm just telling the fan base the criteria that I was looking for.
Criterion?
Has been met.
Okay, there you go.
In my eyes, assuming that what I have been told is the truth, and I do believe that it is.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over.
Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.